So, where do we start with this, Pollard? It is a complex issue, not only around the world, but in our own backyard as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
not too far from the hills hoist.
No, that's right. So we've seen protests around the world, which have turned violent, but I think that is a separate issue. When the peaceful protesters turn violent, that is something completely different.
It's also symptomatic of quite a violent leader or somebody that incites violence.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. So look, we're not here to focus on that. We're here to focus on the issues that are trying to be resolved and educate ourselves as well while we're at it, Pollard, because we've seen some protests happen right here in Australia. I think there's more booked out as well. And you would have seen on social media, people posting that black tile with Black Lives Matter.
Blackout Tuesday
and what that all means. Now, we wanted to get Matthew West on, who's the Darkinjung chairperson. Darkinjung is our local Indigenous land council. And Matthew joins us on the air right now. Good morning.
Hey, Matt.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for coming on. What's your take on everything that's happening in the world right now about this, I guess, the Black Lives Matter campaign?
So these are, as you say, really, really complex issues. And in Australia, they're ones that have actually been in the limelight before. We have a very long history of trouble with Aboriginal people dying in custody. It was a year before I was born that the final report of the Royal Commission that was undertaken by Prime Minister Hawke at the time was handled down. And that found that there was a grossly disproportionate number of Aboriginal people who were in custody, and that was the result or the reason that there were so many deaths occurring at the time. So that just goes to show how long this has been an issue in Australia for Australians.
Yeah, and look, it's one of those things as well. I mean, right now everyone is talking about it, and I guess what I'm taking from the last 24, 48 hours, even the last week or so, to be honest, is that it's really something, as I educate myself and we educate ourselves, you really don't want that to disappear after this is sort of done, you know, when people move on to that next thing. So what is
you
it?
You want to keep fighting the cause.
Of course. I mean, because you're like you said, Matthew, this is something that's been going on for so long now, and you would have seen this over the years. It comes, it goes. What can we do to make real change?
And I think that's something that we have to focus on,
yeah.
The future and the opportunity to actually facilitate meaningful change, or what we like to call it here, reconciliation. And, you know, when we look at some of the themes that were identified in that report about how we overcome some of these issues that are really just reflections of manifest disadvantage within the Aboriginal community, there are a number of matters that we can consider even locally that can make a difference. First and foremost, supporting the Darkinjung aspirational agenda, which is all about our community doing for itself, by itself, so that we can stand as equals, not just in this community, but with all of the community of New South Wales, and provide for our youth, for our elders, to prevent some of the terrible gross incarceration, welfare dependence, some of the terrible health outcomes that are all just, as I've said, reflections of this compounded and manifest disadvantage that Aboriginal people face each and every day.
So how can we do that?
So I'd say there's two steps that I would encourage everyone who wants to be an advocate and a champion to consider and undertake. One is a national one, and that is to support an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Go online, read the Indigenous Uluru Statement from the Heart, and actually feel some of the incredible passion, some of the beautiful words that were put together. That was the result of work that was done right across the country. Every Aboriginal community had the opportunity to participate, and it's really, really beautiful. So support us to actually have a say in the Constitution and a constitutionally enshrined voice. We were never consulted when the Constitution was written. Now's our time to be consulted and be considered. And the second one at a local level is to actually support the agenda that we're putting up. Darkinjung is a very proud community, a very active community, and we want to play a really strong role in enriching the Central Coast for everyone. And if we can get out there, you know, build some of the things we want to build, create some of the opportunities that we want to create, we will see directly. This research has been done. We will see directly less reliance on welfare, more opportunity for our youth, greater care for our elders. And the best part is we will be providing it ourselves. We won't be relying on government or anyone else to do it for us. And that's, of course, going to create incredible flow and opportunities for the Central Coast. Employment, education, you name it.
We will post this chat on our social media and we'll find some links to these as well to make it super easy for people. So if you're listening to this right now, check our socials throughout the day so we can create some easy links. On my social media, Matthew, I posted about Australia Day and how I think we should really take another look at that and go, for everyone that's posting Black Lives Matter, it's one thing to say that on your social media, but I don't feel like you can say that and then not look at a day like Australia Day, which is one of our biggest days, where Indigenous people are saying all we want is to feel equal. And we feel like if we could just change the day, that would be a big step forward. I've copped a little bit of heat on my social media for it. I've also had a lot of Indigenous people say, thanks for putting that out there. But again, another complex issue, but what's your take on that? It all helps, right?
Yeah, it is a very complex issue. And I think when it comes to Australia Day, there are a number of practical steps that we can all take before we have a conversation around Australia Day. But one of the things that I find most difficult is there's been a really, a really, really good job of not actually owning some of the very unfortunate facts and some of the very unfortunate history that Aboriginal people were subject to by the nation of Australia at its founding before we knew better. I'm pragmatic enough to say that. You know, this nation has a very complex and very tortured history for Aboriginal people of not just stolen land and stolen children, but also stolen wages. The exploitation of Aboriginal labour was something that took place in all states for a long time. And that's what was used to build an incredibly prosperous nation today. Some of our most prosperous industries, be they pastoral, be they mining, the building of railroads, a lot of that was done with exploited Aboriginal labour. But because we don't have that conversation and it's very difficult to confront the facts of the history of this nation, I think that people want to write Aboriginal people off as, you know, not wanting to be a part of the team, when the fact is for a long time we were purposefully and consciously excluded from being a member of the team. And it's only very recently that we've started to have a conversation about how we do truly include Aboriginal people as equals in the Australian community. And that's really exciting. And it's why we're so focused on the future here on Darkandjung land. But I think it's something we need to have eventually. But as I said, there are a number of really practical steps that we can take first.
You've put it into words far better than I possibly could. I've just said we should, you know, really take another look at that. So again, we're going to get some links and put them up on our social media with this chat. Anything else before we go, Paula?
I just wanted to say that was really insightful, Matt. Yeah. Thank you so much. And just sort of on what Gaundy was saying about the change of Australia Day, we did kind of have an argument about it before. And that, to me, that doesn't come to mind. What comes to mind is starting from the beginning and familiarising yourself with the beginning, essentially, as I said, like going on to uhurustatement.org and reading the statement from the heart and knowing what our history is, what the Indigenous community went through before we even consider changing the day. Because some of the stuff you said there, I had no idea about. You know, so it's all about education.
That's it. And it's something I encounter often. And, you know, as you say, if we're going to celebrate Australia Day, Australia didn't start when Captain Cook showed up. Australia has a 60,000-year-long history. And that's something that all of us should be incredibly proud of. It should be something that every Australian should go out there and, you know, wear on their sleeve. But I think we're only just in earnest beginning to have that conversation now. And, you know, when I look at what's happening in the US, it is very, very sad. But here in Australia, I think we all just have to be encouraged, keep an eye on the future and, you know, come and truly work together collaboratively to build that reconciliation that we all do spend some time talking about.
Well, Matthew West, for Darkandjung chairperson, thank you so much for shedding a bit of light on that for us this morning and joining us on air here on HIT.
No, thank you both so much for having me on and helping to bring some more light and conversation around this issue.
Absolutely. Thank you, mate.